Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Tonight, candidates for 3 state House and 2 state Senate districts will meet in Lansing for a candidates forum. These public events are fairly routine in the weeks leading up to a big election, but this one puts a twist on the usual format. Current state's Kevin Lavery is here to explain. Kevin, what are the candidates in for this evening exactly?
Well, Mark, I can almost guarantee you that the candidates who will face this particular group of questioners will not be getting their vote in November. That's because this forum will be run by middle and high school students from grades 7 through 12. There might be one or two 18-year-olds there, but for the most part, these will be kids who are too young to vote, posing tough questions about the things that matter to them. The event is co-sponsored by Peckham Incorporated in Lansing, which is where the forum will be held, and also by the Peace and Prosperity Youth Action Movement and Michigan's Children. This event in Lansing will be the 3rd of 4 statewide forums hosted by Michigan's Children. And I spoke with the president and CEO, Matt Gillard. He used to be a state rep here in Michigan, and he tells me why it's important for policymakers to hear directly from youth about their issues.
We're known for doing this through events, what we call kids speak events, where we put young people directly in front of policymakers and decision makers. Well, with all the election, all the focus being on the election right now, rather than doing a kids speak event with current sitting legislators, we thought it'd be fun to kind of put a twist on that and host a candidate forum, a typical candidate forum, with the difference being the questions being asked for and developed by young people in the community.
Now, is this the kind of thing, Matt, that youth need to be persuaded to do, or are they ready to jump at the chance?
For the most part, they're ready to jump at the chance. You know, we have some excellent youth organizations. We're a couple that we're working with right here in the Lansing area, but we've done these events in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids already and have one scheduled in the Detroit area in Macomb County. But there's excellent youth organizations throughout the state, certainly right here in Lansing, that are eager to talk to their policymakers, eager to get engaged in the democratic process, and we're finding having a lot of fun with these youth-led candidate forums.
Earlier, I met with 2 young people in Lansing who'll be taking part in tonight's events. James Peden and Kalshan Wilhart are both 16. They attend Ingham Academy in Lansing. Both of them are at-risk kids who are enrolled in youth programs that are helping them stay on the right track in terms of their education, their personal relationships, even planning for their futures. I asked them why they chose to get involved in the Candidates Forum.
Well, it just came to me as an opportunity, and then I just saw an open window for me to get my voice out and be heard.
What types of things do you want to tell our lawmakers? What kind of personal experiences do you bring that they should be aware of?
I want to talk about career opportunities for teens. It seems like that is so hard for teens to get a job. I just want like more youth groups that helps teens get a better opportunity at earning jobs, getting work experiences and stuff, so we can have a chance to succeed.
Tell me a bit more about why that's difficult for someone in your position to get good employment.
I can't say for a fact because I don't know what employers think. Like, I don't really know what they're looking for. I just know what I am. I know what I want to be in life. And like, I just want to succeed at a young age to make it better when it's time for me to take care of myself when I'm on my own.
What do you want to be in life?
I want to design video games.
Kalshan, what's important to you? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm basically going to talk to them about how I failed through the gaps of the public school system, and I'm going to ask them what could they do to help change that.
Why do you feel that you fell through the gaps?
Well, like, I wasn't made to go to, like, it's not that I wasn't made to go to school, it's just nobody was telling me, like, you need to go to school. So I took it upon myself, and I started getting into trouble and taking different outlets, and that's how I ended up at the school that I'm in, which is required.
So what types of things would you want to tell a politician who's looking to become a state legislator about how they could help you improve your quality of life in the future?
Well, for youth, I think that they should make it better, like make kids want to go to school and want to get an education. Like, let them know that you need school to become someone in life.
How are you guys preparing for this event? Are you practicing at all, James?
I'm not practicing. It's, I don't know. I'm just born with it.
Some people are just superstars from birth, right?
That is me. That is me.
Are you preparing in some way, Kalshan?
Yeah, actually. I'm practicing because I get real nervous when it comes down to actually doing stuff.
Kalshan, do you think that people who make our laws pay attention to people like you?
No, I feel like us as young adults, we're stereotyped, or people already have opinions based on our past mistakes.
How do you fix that?
Well, I just think that we should be able to have a chance to prove ourselves, because me personally, I feel like we can't move forward if we're looking backwards.
So what are you looking forward to, James, when you stand in front of these candidates and tell them what you think about the way your community is going and what you want from them?
Well, I'm just looking forward to like expressing my wants and my needs for not just me, but all the youth, for the kids that want to succeed.
Kalshan, are you thinking about ways you can make a change as you take your place as an adult?
Well, the ways that I'm going to make a change is I'm going to step out of all the statistics. I'm going to be my own person, and I'm going to make a difference in life.
James Peden is enrolled in the Right Turn and Crossroads programs at Peckham in Lansing. And Kalshan Wilhart is also enrolled in Right Turn at Peckham, and both are affiliated with the Ingham Academy. Kalshan, thank you.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
You're welcome. James, pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you, too. Thank you for letting me share my voice.
We're talking with Matt Gillard, the president and CEO of the child advocacy group Michigan's Children. His organization is sponsoring a candidates forum tonight in Lansing. A number of candidates for the Michigan House and Senate will answer questions posed to them by teens from the area. How did the two forums go you just recently had in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids? What was the tone of those two?
They were great. I think the candidates especially appreciated them. I mean, the kids were great. They had well thought out questions. A good mix of questions, some specific to what you might expect from kids that are more specific on the mind of young adults or teenagers in the communities, but then also a good mix of generally interesting questions. We had road funding, for example, come up at both debates so far, and education funding and others. But just the involvement of the youth, I think, brings it to a more maybe hospitable level, where you don't have the animosities being shown between the candidates typically on stage. And I think more of a discussion and some more thoughtful answers even from the candidates about some of these questions.
Now, you yourself have been on that side of the stage. You are a former state representative, and you hit upon something that I was going to ask you anyway, which is there seems to be a lot of posturing for the audience and sort of a sense of how do I upend my opponent. But does the dynamic change when you hear from people who are below voting age and give you very frank, straightforward questions about things that affect them, but they have no real sway over it yet because they can't vote?
Yeah, I think so. I think the dynamic changes not maybe necessarily because the people asking the questions can't vote, but because of the setting that we set them around. And even though, because there is general public, invited, and we certainly encourage people to come out to this event we're having at Peckham that can vote, so there's older people in the audience. But I think just in general, the demeanor, what I've noticed is the demeanor of the candidates, they're less on guard, let's say, and more really. What evolves is more of a conversation and more direct answers to the questions that the kids are asking. Because, they are well thought out, and these kids are risking a little bit of themselves getting up in front of this audience to ask these questions as well. And so I think the candidates are maybe more sincere and really more well thought out in directly answering and having more of a real conversation or response to the people asking the questions.
Matt Gillard is the CEO of Michigan's Children and a former state lawmaker. Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.